Oh, Jesus. I think I'm gonna have to call it. I really can't do anymore. Hey, wanna come back to my place tonight? I just thought we could both use the company together. You know what I mean? Plus, I'm a little drunk, so I'm not too sure I would make it back in one piece. Say, you wouldn't be strong enough to, piggyback me home. I only live 5 minutes away, and you look like a big, strong, handsome man. Oh, yeah, you're down? God, you've been so fun tonight. I'm so glad I bumped into you. Or, well, I say bumped. I practically fell into your lap. Maybe it's a new version of Star-Crossed Lovers. Oh my god, why is it raining so aggressively tonight? Did I miss something? Holy crap, is this for real? Are you still down for taking me on that manly back of yours? Are you ready? I can't really jump too high in these boots. Don't want to rip them from their very soles. Yeah, you'll still need to crouch. I'm not that tall. I wish I was, but these bad boys add 6 inches at least. I'm sure you know how long that is. Okay, ready to jump on your back in 3, 2, 1. There we go, see? I'm right next to your head. Are you ready, my noble steed? I command your amazing thighs to lead me in that direction. Perfecto. Yeah, so how come I haven't seen your butt around these parts? I practically know everyone from around here. Basically, it's all college goers. So, are you new around here? Just visiting? Oh my, how mysterious. Be honest, how heavy am I for you? The outfit isn't exactly the lightest. I like this style, but I have my favorite hoodie waiting for me at home. But the rain is ruining my makeup right now. I wish I was wearing that waterproof stuff, but it's always so much more expensive, and what happens if I put it on? You know? And you gotta buy makeup remover. And it's like, why? So expensive. Why everything's so expensive? Oh, yeah, just down there. Yeah, down that alley. I promise I'm not gonna steal your money. Literally, it's a shortcut down here. I promise we're almost there and then you don't have to care for me anymore. My poor feet are so sore from the boots as well. They're such a killer. God, this weather really isn't letting up. Normally, I don't mind the rain, but the wind is making it so cold against my face. Ooh, I feel like I'm about to start shivering. Aren't you cold? I guess you kinda just look neutral. Are you focusing so hard not to drop me in case I'm insulted, thinking I'm too heavy, rather than just being a normal human being who understands you're not an Olympian and your body has limits, especially when we're both tipsy? Well, alright. If you insist I'm not that heavy, then I guess we can keep going. I would offer to lift you in return, but I'm a weakling. Doesn't mean I can't defeat you in other ways. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, if we're gonna hook up, there's no point in being shy. You need to tell me what you like, lover boy. It's funny being able to go right up to your ears when I'm on your back. You're so fun to tease. You know, when you get intimidated, you blush a little. Because you're turning crimson red and it's very entertaining to me right now. I still want to argue with you that the best alcohol is rum and apple juice because you can't actually taste the alcohol. It's so horrifically bad when you can taste it. Ugh. Bitter, 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 bitter. pouring the rain, and I pour down on the peasants below me, causing them misery, but also providing life. I am a curse. Do you think I would be a good narrator? For a kid's play, oh! Aren't you funny? The drink's finally letting your personality come to the surface. We're almost there. See those apartments up ahead? Those stairs, yeah. I'll walk up the stairs. You don't need to worry. Let me just hop off your back. God, I am soaked. You're welcome that your back isn't smoked at all, thanks to me. Think we're gonna need a shower to warm up. You're looking so shocked all the time. Don't tell me. Is this all new for you? Oh me, oh my, have I found myself an innocent little puppy. You can be honest with me. Well, in that case, let's take our time, We could really get cold and that's dangerous, so come on into the bathroom with me. There we go, see? I'll even go in first since you seem like such a shy bean. Surprise! This is what I look like under all that. Now, it's your turn. Doesn't the water feel nice? I need to scrub my makeup off and get all the hairspray out. It makes my hair so crunchy, honestly. It looks good though, but it hurts to brush out afterwards. There you go, see? Aren't you nice and warm with me now? Look, I'm not gonna insist or do anything you wouldn't want me to do. I'm drunk, not insane. Here, why don't we wash each other down? We can be platonic, I assure you. See this little scrubber? Get it all bubbled up and I'll wishy-washy you down just like this. Honestly, you look pretty tired. Not that I'm saying anything. Just takes a lot out of your social batteries when you stay out for too long. The music is loud. The shouting is even louder. The constant drinking and bathroom breaks. It's a lot. If that was your first night out, not that I'm implying anything, you did pretty great. Kinda glad that your friends ditched you. You think I didn't notice? Wasn't it strange the moment they left I tripped into your life? Oh come on, don't act like I wasn't looking at you all night. You never noticed? Or were you too nervous to come up to me, so you just didn't want to acknowledge it? Aha! You like when I wash over your back? Well, say no more. King's service coming right up. As you can guess from the title, only a service fit enough for the king. I don't know anymore. We can also wash our hair as well. I guess this really is all new for y'all. Well, at least we're all warm again. I'm pleasantly surprised how well you carried me. I didn't pick you up for someone who was strong, but maybe it was like a prove thyself moment? Where you get put on the spot sometimes and then you can perform even better. You won't actually know until that situation arises, though. So tonight, you have an opportunity to prove thyself. If you lean down a little, I can even wishy-washy your hair. I don't mind, by the way. You can look. I did invite you here, remember? My little finger is going through your hair. It'll scratch, scratch, scratch. You look like you're in bliss. So you've been touch-starved as well. Oh dear, oh dear. I'm not poking fun. I'm just observing. Why not after this we get comfortable in bed and do a little pillow talking, if you will? Let's finish up, alright? You can clean over yourself and I'll do the same. What? It's a good game, and it gets stuck in my head all the time. I think I'm pretty much finished up here. Let me just grab the towels, okay? There, we can get nice and dry. My bed's just through there. It's cozy in here. I actually left the heater on so I could be a little toasty cinnamon bun before bedtime. I didn't expect to actually come home with anyone, but I just really liked you. I'm not even gonna hide it. So, what's your story then? You're so quiet. What do you want out of tonight? To just talk away? That's interesting. We're so close to each other, in such an exposed predicament. And you're happy to just talk to me? Some people aren't even interested in small talk. And yet, here you are, coming into my life by pure chance. Where have you been hiding, huh? What next? You're gonna tell me you're actually a massive nerd and all you'd like is a motherly girlfriend? Oh, you idiot, your blushing could be seen from a space station. Kiss me. Before I go any further, I want to have some clarification. If it's your first time, you should tell me. There's nothing embarrassing about it. It means I need to take extra care of you. And, well, teach you a few things. It's just I have a type and a role that I'm interested in. I joke about it, but I really do love having a little needy boyfriend, for lack of better words. Do you think you'd be a match for me? I'm not interested in a mean alpha who isn't interested in me. I want a little puppy dog to call my own. Do you want to be my good boy? The correct.